Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network and our website, of course. It's www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the country this Tuesday morning. It's September the 4th, and most people are back in on the grind this morning. School buses are rolling. Kids are by bus stops getting ready for school, and many people are headed into work this morning. So we want to remind you, as always, to stay engaged, stay on point, and make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there safely. Also want to give you our local address where you can reach out and touch us. It's 3717 Government Street, suite number 2 in Alexandria, Louisiana. And you can zip it up with 71302, or you can phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658. And we will continue to give you, all of you our office information, because as you well know, this year, the OPT team and our affiliate, KAYT, are presenting media sponsors for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And so that means that we are not only raising awareness, but we are raising money. And if you're looking to be a part of this movement, all you got to do is send your correspondence, send your donations, send your information to our office address at 3717 Government Street, again, suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. We're happy to accept those donations, and all of the money that we raise, just as we did last year, will go to fighting and eradicating breast cancer. We're still hearing way too many stories of way too many women who are getting diagnosed too late and who are not getting the treatment that they need. And that's what these monies do. They go to fund research. They go to fund what we're working on right now, is making sure that every woman that needs a mammogram gets one. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or if you don't have insurance. This is what we're raising money for, and we're asking you to become a part of this incredible movement. And I can tell you that all of the people that joined, the 6,000 of us that converged on downtown Alexandria last October, would say to you this October that there are no regrets, that it is an experience that words don't even come close to expressing. What a great movement and a great fellowship of women and men and community that this movement is. And so we're going to tell you how you can go and sign up for Team OPT, get registered. We're going to be telling you more about that. That'll be up. Our team will be up and registered as of tomorrow. Every single day, we're going to remind you. I don't care, you see, what part of the country, what part of the state that people are in. This race is going on throughout the country. Many, many states and many countries have these very same races on even larger scales than what we have here in central Louisiana. This is the third annual Race for the Cure. And right here in Alexandria, this is our third race. And we are trying to make the race even bigger, better, and greater than last year's race. But the only way we can do that, DC, is if people get on board and become a part of the movement, become part of change. And so we're really, really making a plea to people, and we will, just as we did last year.
Absolutely.
To get on board, to be a part of this movement. We're also going to be telling people about the mega raffle.
Mega raffle.
And so we're getting geared up. I know. He's... Who knows? Who knows? But
all
you know,
we know is it's going to be mega.
It's going to be mega, and it's going to be exciting. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. Today, I don't know, for some reason, today feels like our Monday. But most people, most federal offices and a lot of businesses were closed on yesterday. But most people, as I said earlier, are back on the grind. School buses are rolling. Remember, those school zones, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. And so kids are back in school this morning. Please be careful and stay engaged. We can't plea with you about that enough, because kids are, they're moving at this hour. And so please be careful. As we switch gears just a little bit, I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about this morning. It is really, really an important subject for most of us. I'm going to take a quick break here, but when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Jennifer Tishner, owner of Terra Home, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is on point. You can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. And Darrell's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. Doesn't matter if you've got a domestic vehicle or a foreign vehicle, you can phone Darrell's Auto Service at 318-443-5741. Now, if you are just joining the OPT this morning, let me tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about Confessions of a Control Freak. Yes, we're going to have the author of the latest book, Confessions of a Control Freak, on the OPT this morning. But before we talk to her, you know, we were talking about this whole idea and subject of control. And so this is a subject that we thought was important for many, many people, and especially for women. And I'll tell you why. The definition of control freak is very, very interesting. And I'll tell you what it says. It talks about the psychology or the related slang that's called a control freak. And they call it a derogatory term for a person who attempts to dictate how everything around them is done. And I don't necessarily know if it's derogatory. I guess it depends on how it's used or from whom it's coming from. But the phrase was first used back in the late 1960s in an era of great stress. And so in that era of great stress, people began to try to do things to control outcomes, to control people, to control situations. And, you know, as we talk about people that are trying to grow into their business, people that are trying to start their businesses, people that have families, you know, church groups, organizations, just people in general. When you talk about people, you really have to look at control and what that means. And what I began to learn after researching the whole idea of the word, quote unquote, control freak, and from talking to various different people on the subject, you see, what I realized and what we realized is that a lot of people are controllers, and I won't call them freaks because maybe that's what makes the word somewhat derogatory, but controllers, and they don't even know it. People that are trying to control other people.
Right.
Trying to control situations.
Outcomes.
Outcomes. Circumstances, they are controllers. And I know that history has really, really taught us a lot about trying to especially control outcomes.
Absolutely.
And so for you, DC, what is your take on, quote unquote, the control freak?
Well, the control freak is, to me, is a person who's trying to control things. And really what happens is, it's been my experience, is that people have an illusion of control where they actually think that they're controlling things and they're actually not.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people, others around the people who think that they're in control will placate to that person. In other words, they'll end up using manipulative strategies mm-hmm. to actually make that person think that they're in control so that they can get what they want from the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally a person who is trying to be a control freak has a lot of things going on around them and has a lot of access to a lot of stuff and can help people out in a lot of instances with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the people around the control freak tends to do things that they would the control freak would have them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that stuff seems to backfire.
Hmm. And you know, as we are talking about Confessions of a Control Freak, and that's the name of the book, I think that if we're honest, and I really, really hope that people will listen with their best ears this morning, because if we're honest, we all struggle with control in various different aspects of our lives and various different issues.
Right.
And so we were talking about that just this morning, and I guess people say, well, we're always talking, because as we talk about what our hopes are and what our dreams are and what our goals are, what we realize this morning is that we have no control over those things.
Absolutely.
And that it's going to be what it's going to be when it's going to be.
That's right. And being a control freak can make you miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is things, when that stuff sort of spirals out of control and things are never the way that you have perceived in your mind that they should go, it makes for a very, very uncomfortable life.
It makes for scummy living.
Scummy living.
And, you know, the reason why I said that women really have issues with control. And I say women, but I include myself in that, is because most of us have wanted to control the man in our lives. Most of us have wanted to fix him, or to make him better, or to make him be what our mold for him was. And really all that is control. And it's like you said, it is not until I know personally that I came to grips with the idea, the tough, tough idea, that the only person that I could maybe control was myself.
Right. And there's really nothing wrong with, you know, people trying to control the situation around them per se. It's just that what we're doing is, the reason why we wanted to do this show is, if you're overly trying to control situations and outcomes, and it's starting to be a problem in your life,
mm-hmm.
your life is starting to become unmanageable, and everybody can see that you're a control freak except you,
right?
Then that's why we like to do shows like this, because if people listen, maybe they can see or hear something about the conversation that will help them to make some changes in their life, so that they can stop being so controlling and domineering with the people that they are around on a daily basis.
And, you know, I think by and large, when you use the word control freak, it tends to repel people from you, as opposed to right. draw people closer to you. And I guess the question is this: where does the line become, where do you cross the line where you become overly controlling? You said, you know, to some point you think it's okay to try to control things, but I guess there's sort of a line
right.
that when you cross over that line, it becomes that quote-unquote control freak.
Absolutely. And the lines have to be drawn, because I believe every parent is to some degree trying to make
mm-hmm.
sure that they control what happens with their kid. You know, they put rules in place. They have all types of situations to try to make for certain that the kid stays on the straight and narrow.
Right.
It's just that when the kid gets off the straight and narrow, how do you react to it? You know, or do you have a humility for the fact that kids are not perfect, or, you know, anybody that you're dealing with are just not perfect.
Right.
You know, and it's when people start getting belligerent, or start taking drastic measures
mm-hmm.
to control outcomes and to have things go the way that they need them to go, when they start stepping on the toes of others.
And when it gets over into manipulation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and that's why we wanted to bring a professional in on this, so that they can kind of speak to this, and hopefully it'll help some people like we anticipate it will.
Absolutely. And for many people, I know many people are in self-denial. And, you know, when you're in life, I guess, and you're going through recovery, and a lot of people really don't get that, because they never really look at their real selves. And Tanya and I, who was on the show yesterday, we were talking about our lives over the years and the changes that we've made in our lives, about not wanting things to just look good on the exterior, but wanting things to be good on the interior. And when you are good on the interior, it shines outwardly. And so you're not getting caught up in the pretension of having the right clothes, or being at the right church, or driving the right car,
right.
or having the right house. And all of that really are measures to control the way that people perceive who you are.
Absolutely.
And so with that said, what I'm finding is that when you're not true to yourself, and it takes a lot, it takes so much to look at yourself. It's like when Bishop Jakes was talking about in his book, and when he came on the show and he talked about various different groups and people in the church, it takes a lot to be honest and look at yourself and say, and I know, because I right. deal with it every day, and say, do I do that?
Absolutely. And that type of control is a much more subliminal type of situation, whereas I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do, but I'm trying to make everybody see me in a certain light.
Right.
And that is still a form of control. I don't want you to actually see who I really am.
Right.
So I put this facade
mm-hmm.
of exterior on, so that you can think I'm somebody that I'm actually not.
Right.
That has to do with a lot of low self-esteem.
Right. And I think that that's why it's important to have great people around you that will tell you the truth. And when you start to deal with self-truth, that's when recovery starts. Hey, this is not going to be a sad show. This is going to be a great show. It's about confessions of a control freak. And you know what? The hope for those who know one, and hopefully how we can get a little bit better in identifying ourselves, locating ourselves, and being the change that we want to be in ourselves. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back to school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back to school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT. If you're just joining us, it's September 4th, and it's 8.02 a.m. So if you're getting there, please remember, drive safely. The magic hour, again, is 9 a.m. That's when school zones will cease to flash. But let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you are just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about a subject that we think is going to touch and prick the hearts of many. Let me tell you what we're talking about if you're just joining us. We're talking about Confessions of a Control Freak. The author of the book is Priscilla Knox. And what Priscilla does is she serves women. She serves women in ministry, in prison ministry. She speaks at conferences and retreats on issues. And she writes on topics that are related to all of the things that she goes out and speaks to. The book, again, is called Confessions of a Control Freak and Hope for Those Who Know One. So we welcome for the very first time to the OPT Network, Priscilla Knox Morrison. Priscilla, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So first of all, Priscilla, I want to talk about when you discovered that you were a quote-unquote control freak.
I guess all my life I've always been, you know, sort of a neatnik and wanted everything in order. But when I realized I was a control freak was once I had my own family, and it was a large family. I have six children, and I was just a real very busy person and found that even though I was trying to keep everything in order, I was becoming much too controlling in the lives of those around me. And so I think that's when it really came to me.
And so before we brought you up, Priscilla, David and I were talking about control, and I mentioned that everybody to some degree wants a certain remnants of control, if you will, about their lives. When for you did you realize that maybe I've crossed the line? I've gone from being, you know, mom and wife and into controlling behavior that's not good behavior.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think some of the signs of a control freak, and I exhibited most of these, is for one thing, you tend to nag people. And I found myself trying to orchestrate the outcomes of things, mm-hmm. especially for those that I loved. I was, you know, driven by fear, so I was trying to make sure everything turned out and they didn't make the mistakes I had made. And I would, you know, butt in where it wasn't my territory, and often just worrying beyond things, you know, beyond my, I mean, about things that were beyond my control.
Mm-hmm.
And so just trying to figure out how I could, you know, solve all these different problems. So, you know, you stay awake thinking about it, and you find yourself driving people around you crazy. So.
Wow. And so when did you have that revelation, Priscilla, that this has gone way too far? When was that moment for you? Do you remember?
Yes. You know, when the kids were growing up, I was such an organized person that I sort of deluded myself into thinking I had everything under control, and we kind of had easy teenage years, and none of the big problems that parents dread. So I just, you know, was patting myself on the back and thinking, okay, I've got this. And you know, when you launch young adults, you learn how much control you truly have. Huh. At least for me, that was the case.
Right, for most of us. I like that. When you launch young adults, wow, that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so you launch these young adults, and then what happens?
Well, you know, sometimes they were making decisions that I didn't agree with. You know, they just weren't checking with me first, and, you know, they were living somewhere else in some cases. And so, you know, I really had no control.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had some tragedy strike our family and friends' families, like our daughter got cancer. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, you know, you have no control.
Right.
And so things become crystal clear to you, and all of a sudden you realize you are so limited when you thought you were so, you know, capable.
Right.
And so then that's when I had to turn, you know, to God and enter recovery.
Right. And, you know, as I was reading the book and I read about your daughter having cancer at such a young age, talk about how that's a game changer.
I'm sorry. Oh, talk about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you just, up until now, whenever there was a problem, I just charged in and fixed it, even if it wasn't mine to fix.
Mm-hmm.
I love to help people, and I would always do that. Well, I couldn't help her with this, except to comfort her, and I was by her side every minute, but, you know, I needed to go to somebody else who could help me with dealing with it.
And so that person is?
For me, that was God. Mm-hmm. I was a pastor's wife at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had been, my husband had been in ministry around 25 years when Leah got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was scary for me to finally think about how I had been conducting my life till then. And, you know, I had been praying all those years, but not really praying in an effective way. I tell people, I call it whining on my knees. And, you know, you just you go before God and you tell him all the things that are wrong. And then you get up and you go try to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no concept of his true power and his ability to work in these situations, you know, far beyond my ability.
Right.
So this was a real new thing for me to just feel that helplessness.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very freeing because it was reality. I was finally seeing reality. Instead
right.
of running like a little mouse in a wheel.
And so do you remember when that moment was for you, Priscilla, when you just said, you know, after you realize that your daughter has cancer and you realize that your life has been much about control, do you remember that moment when you just decided that you would relinquish that control, let go, so to speak, and let God? Do you remember when that moment was?
For me, I can honestly say I think it was a progression. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was when I realized that I needed to come to terms with whether or not I believed God was in control. I remember that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was scary to me because I didn't want someone else in control of my life. I wanted to be in charge.
Mm-hmm. Not even so God. Not even God.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Isn't that arrogant? And so I asked a couple of my close friends to pray for me as I started to study. I started studying the Bible about these passages that talk about his being in control, but also if he was in control, was he loving? Because, you know, it's one thing for a God to be in control, but it's another thing to be loving toward, you know, his creatures. So it was something I really had to work through. And so that's when I started just writing notes and studying about it, and it was very reassuring to me. And so it was a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was speaking at retreats and things, some of the women would say to me, you really should write a book about this. And then my daughter Leah, you know, strongly encouraged me to. So the book sort of took shape, you know, years down the road. But mm-hmm. I had been working through these issues.
Wow. And so why did you think at this time in your life, why did you think it was important to write Confessions of a Control Freak?
Well, I kind of always thought if I write a book about this, it's going to be called Confessions of a Control Freak. So I'm really thankful that Harvest House let me keep that title because it really was. It was all what I had to do was I had to analyze why am I so driven for control? What's fueling this? You know, like when I found myself getting all anxious, I think, okay, now what is it today?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it was, you know, fear of the future, or sometimes it was... like the first confession, I care too much what people think of me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my reputation was at stake. I wanted my child to get this thing done so that everybody would know I had the perfect child.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wanted my house to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want anybody to show up when my house was messy. You know, whatever it was driving me. And so they came in the form of confessions because I really had to confess them to God as I went along, as he revealed them to me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we often think of confession and repentance as such a negative thing,
mm-hmm.
but it really isn't. I mean, it is so freeing. And so once we do it, once we go to God and tell him how we really feel and that we're sorry for mm-hmm. how we've been ignoring him and doing our own thing, it is just so freeing, and it has been just a wonderful journey for me. So I wanted to share it with other people because I know control is an issue that not just control freaks have to deal with, but anyone has to deal with
mm-hmm.
areas of life, you know, that we have no control over. There's so much we can't control, like, you know, illness or the weather
mm-hmm.
or, you know, all sorts of things from little to big.
Right, like the floods that we've just experienced in parts
right.
of our city, just various different things. But what I love the most about Confessions of a Control Freak, Priscilla, is I love the fact that you were able to be honest and open. Mm-hmm. And I believe that that is the first step to healing. Let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll talk about the openness and the honesty of confessing those things and being able to heal. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We're back after this.
Tomorrow never comes. I said, light to my living. It's a promise, not a dream.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Get Wired Satellites. You can phone Jeremy Clary at 318-767-2220. and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us, we are joined by Priscilla Knox Morrison. She is the author of Confessions of a Control Freak and Hope for Those Who Know One. Priscilla, good morning and welcome back.
Hi, Carlette.
Now, before we went to break, I was telling you that I really like the fact that you were able to be open and honest about the issues that you have. At what point did you decide to yourself? Because doesn't it have to start with self first? At what moment do you decide for yourself that these are things that you need to identify and write them down and then work on?
Well, for one thing, about being open and honest, as a pastor's wife, I tried to always approach the ministry with women as transparent. Mm-hmm. I just felt like that's so important, because otherwise we just set each other up for failure. You know, everyone tries to live up to what other people's standards are, thinking they're the only ones with problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always tried to be as transparent as possible.
Do you think, though, let me stop you right there, Priscilla. Do you think that being a pastor's wife, it's harder to be transparent because maybe people have their standards set so highly on what a pastor's wife should look and be and act like?
Yeah, I think that can happen, but I was determined to sort of fight against that because I don't see that as a biblical way to function. I think when the church, everyone comes in on Sunday morning and everyone says, "How are you? Fine, thank you." We just stifle fellowship. We don't bear each other's burdens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always felt like I needed to be the kind of woman, not necessarily dumping on everyone all the time, but being honest enough that the women in my church knew that I struggled with, you know, parenting, and I struggled with being a wife, and I struggled with self-image and all the things that they struggled with.
Mm.
So I think it's real important for the individual person to be honest, but especially for those in ministry. Otherwise, we start deluding ourselves, and
mm-hmm.
then people set us on a pedestal, and you set yourself up for all kinds of horrible failure.
Hmm. And so how does that honesty come about, and then you begin to express that? How does that happen? Because most people can't be that honest or don't choose to be.
Well, I think when you're a full-blown control freak, you know, you come to that point where you know everyone knows you are. So you're only kidding yourself if you're trying to pretend you're not.
Right.
And so I had to, and besides, I had absolutely no peace.
Mm.
You are so driven, trying to solve everything, fix everything, be everything.
Wow.
And so that's what drove me to start looking honestly at my life and what was propelling me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where over a period of years, I wrote down anything that when I identified it as a problem that was making me grasp for control. And then as I viewed my friends and then women in ministry that I met, you know, when I would do a retreat and talk to the different women, I saw that, you know, a lot of them were struggling with these same issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I made up a survey, actually, and asked a lot of other people to complete it if they would, just so that the book wouldn't just be my thoughts. But if
right.
I was going to write a book, it might be helpful to have other people's opinions in there, too. And I found that a lot of them were struggling with the same things, and some of them taught me some new ideas.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, as with many control freaks, does it become a problem in your family, in your marriage?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can really alienate people.
When we say people, are we talking about your husband?
Sure, sure. I mean, I'm sure my husband is...
Children.
He was so gracious. I asked him to please read the manuscript before I sent it off for anyone to look at, because I said, if you don't affirm this, you know, then
mm-hmm.
I don't want to send it out, because he obviously was one of my closest victims. And my kids, you know, the children, I wanted them to be perfect. I wanted them to be happy. I wanted them to be well-adjusted. It wasn't all bad motives, but I just would take it too far. And, you know, like if you're a child hasn't called back someone who maybe wanted to hire them to do some odd jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so afraid of what that person's going to think if your child doesn't call back.
Exactly.
Like
mm-hmm.
You know, so you bug them, and you drive your kid nuts, and you also communicate to them that you can't do this without me, and you keep failing, and I'm going to fix this for you.
Right.
So, yeah, you do drive the people nuts around you.
And so when Leah ends up getting cancer, talk about what that does to the controller in you, what not only what that does, and then how does your faith grow from that experience?
Well, as I said, I found I obviously had no control over that. I would go to the appointments with her, and I was there to listen to the doctor to find out, you know, what was going on. I wasn't in the driver's seat. And so, you know, when you go into a situation like that, I think people can react different ways. They can either just go into total despair,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it was the control freak in me that had to find answers. But I, thankfully, went to the God of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and I started seeking there. And I, because I, you know, at this point, I had seen the Bible true in my life in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
When I came to Christ back as a teenager, he changed my life then. During our time raising our children, we had many times where he miraculously provided for us. And I had seen his faithfulness all along, but what I hadn't really dealt with was this whole area of control and getting a true sense that God was in control of everything. And that just was too scary for me, so I didn't go there, and I mm-hmm. kept trying to control things myself. So, you know, the cancer situation with Leah just drove me to that, and I was just utterly helpless. I call it his mercy wall that he erects,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
where you know you can't take another step. You're just out of resources.
Right.
And but it was a merciful thing he did. It wasn't devastating.
Right.
And that's one thing I'd love to communicate to listeners is if you're in some situation right now, maybe you're dealing with someone who's very difficult, or, you know, maybe someone does have cancer, or maybe just when someone was just killed in a car accident or whatever it might be.
Right.
Or it can even be a small thing, to realize that your helplessness, that helpless feeling you have right now, is your greatest sign of hope, because you're finally staring reality in the face.
Hmm.
You can't control this world. You can't control everything that happens to you. And so my feeling is you will never know peace until you come into relationship with a God who is in control.
Wow, that is powerful. And then Leah gets cancer. She gets better.
Mm-hmm.
But then she has breast cancer.
Yes, this is a recent thing since the book was completed. She moved to Thailand last year with her husband, and they had a new job there. And 5 weeks after she got there, she was pregnant with her first child. She was in her eighth month of that pregnancy. And 5 weeks after she got to Thailand, feeling on top of the world, she discovered a lump. And the doctor wasn't too concerned, but after tests, they found out that it was actually breast cancer. And so she's going through treatment for that now.
In Thailand?
Yes. So this time, I was not only powerless to do anything about her cancer, but I was, you know, on the other side of the world. Last time, I at least was with her, mm-hmm. with her, you know, every mm-hmm. step of the way.
And so
it's taking trust to a new...
And that's what I was going to say, to a whole nother level. Not only are mm-hmm. you having to write about it, but you're really having to live it and be about it.
Mm-hmm. And I found that even the whole time I was writing my book, or whenever I do a retreat, God always brings situations across my path while I'm doing it to make me say, okay, do I really believe this stuff I'm writing and saying?
Right.
And that's a blessing, because I keep learning that he is faithful.
Right. And what do you keep learning about yourself? Because really, isn't this a test for yourself? Because God already knows how we're going to react. Isn't this about you and your reaction and your willingness to live and do what the Word says to do?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't want to just concentrate on myself, but you do have to. I find myself now in recovery analyzing my motives. Like when a situation comes up, I have to stop and think and take a step backward and say, okay, what do I truly believe?
Mm-hmm.
And that will completely affect my response. Our beliefs drive our actions. And so we need to really stop and think about our beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back when I was a pastor's wife, and yes, I believed in God, but I didn't really believe he was in control, so I still felt I had to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've worked through that, and I feel the Bible clearly teaches it, and yet also teaches that he loves us, I mean, he loved us enough to give his own son for us, so then I can trust him. So now my reaction can be more knee-jerk, going to trust him and thinking, oh, well, we're not going to do that today. We have a change in plans. Or, or, oh, wow, this is bad news. I wonder what God is up to, you know.
Right.
I think we tend to, especially control freaks, we're so driven by our own abilities or what we think, you know, are our abilities. We're also our own agenda that we tend to respond to a situation by asking, what can I do? And what we really want to ask ourselves is maybe what is God doing? And look for, you know, I like this one author, Paul Miller, and he says, look for Jesus in your story each day. And, you know, he's coming to you from all different angles. And I love that because it just gives us a new awareness of what's going on instead of just being, you know, the rat in a maze trying to, you know, figure out life.
Right. And I love what you said earlier about analyzing your motives. And I think that most of us really don't understand that. And not only do we not understand it, we don't do it. How do you begin to analyze your motives and understand the magnitude of what that really means?
Yeah, well, it's a little painful, and so I think that's why we shy away from it. But again, as I said, repentance, once you do come to terms with a fault you have and you repent of it, it is very freeing. That's where, you know, I think our enemy would love us to stay wallowing in guilt. But when we give that over to the Lord, who has already died for those sins, you know, so then we can have that forgiveness and we can have that peace. It just changes the whole perspective.
Now, this is your very first book, Confessions of a Control Freak. Priscilla, talk about that journey to not only writing this book, but getting it published, and not just by anybody, but by Harvest House Publishers. Let me take a quick break, but we'll talk about that when we come back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed and people really received it? Because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695, Hickson Automotive Group, and Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. If you're just joining us, what an incredibly wonderful conversation that we're having. Confessions of a Control Freak, that's the name of the book. The author is Priscilla Knox Morrison. And before we went to the break, I was asking Priscilla about this being her very first book, and having that book published not just by anybody, but by Harvest House Publishers. And that's how she came to our attention, by the publicity from Harvest House. Priscilla, I want you to talk about that journey.
Oh, thank you. It's really a great story because God was just directing the whole thing, which is, you know, the theme of the book. And so that's even how the it came about. I remember one time I listened to your show when I first received this invitation to do this interview, and you were talking about wanting women to always remember the possibilities that are out there. Mm-hmm. And I would say to them, if they have a dream in their heart, just to commit that dream to the Lord and ask Him to take it and do it, if that's what should happen. That's what I did with this book. I never had intended to be an author. I was actually a terrible writer in high school, but I started, you know, accumulating all these notes of things I was studying about this issue, and people encouraged me to write the book. One of whom was my daughter, and then several family members and friends, and so I started forming a book, and I wasn't even looking for publication, but I always thought if I write this book, I want to call it Confessions of a Control Freak. And I'd love to see it on those freestanding racks, you know, in the grocery store, at airports, where people are rushing through and maybe they're feeling harried and mm-hmm. and might need, you know, a little help and just think, oh, I'll throw this in my cart. It might help me. And so that was sort of like just a very unspoken dream in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so down the road, I'll shift. I had a heart attack one day, which was, you know, again, totally out of my control. And I had to get a...
Now, let's don't just brush over that. I had a heart attack, and then, you know, I went on working, you know, because we talk about women and heart disease a lot.
Right, right.
Talk about that moment, you know, when you're having a heart attack, and what are you, you know, what is that moment like?
Well, it's a big issue in my family. Four of the five siblings have had heart attacks. And so I sort of was expecting it because of the way I'm wired. So I wasn't totally shocked when it happened, but I remember lying there, and by this time I had come to a rest in the fact that God is in control, and I remember lying there and praying for my family because I thought they're the ones who will be dealing with the grief. It will be a win-win situation for me. If I die, I'm with Jesus if I live, I stay here. So I had a lot of peace through it, which is surprising.
Do you think that the heart attack was predicated on control and the stress of just trying to control life? Do you think that that played any role in that heart attack?
Yeah, I'm sure. My one sister, who's not wired like the rest of us, hasn't had one. And so we all say, you know, she's more like mom, we're all like dad. He was a little more intense. And so I'm sure probably our personality makeup can, you know.
And just from listening to you and talking with you, you don't seem to have that high, you know, intensity level. You know, is that part of the recovery?
Yes. Because my kids could tell you that I haven't always been that way. My husband could tell you. And I can still go there.
But, it's still in you.
Yeah. But you know, when I stop and think about what I know to be true, then I can react differently.
And so you have this heart attack, but you're on the journey to publishing your book.
Right. I'm in the cardiologist's office, and it's normally a packed, jammed office, 14 cardiologists. This day, there's one other man comes in, and me. And he gave his name, and I recognized his name as an author that my husband had on his shelf. But I didn't want to bug him, so I prayed and asked God to have this man speak to me if we should talk. And he sat down and turned to me and said, well, good morning. He's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, his name was Simon Schrock, and he's the president of Choice Books, those freestanding racks.
Quit it.
In the Air Force, yeah. And I just couldn't believe it. And at this time, I hadn't even started writing the book. I was thinking about writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mention that to him then, but I just did say, oh, my husband will be so sorry that he wasn't here with me because I know he has one of your books. Well, Larry had 8 of his books, as it turned out. And so Simon very graciously said, well, why don't we all go to lunch?
You're kidding me.
He and his wife took us to lunch a couple weeks later, and it was at the end of that conversation that I said to him, what would you tell someone who was thinking of writing her first book? And he's so wise. He said, well, what's your topic? Instead of just giving generic advice. And I told him my topic, and he said, well, you definitely have my interest. He said, why don't you write a few chapters and send them to us, and we'll read them. And that's how it started. So, see, you know, God just took my dream of years ago and then planted Simon in my path after I had to have a heart attack to meet him. And neither of us has ever been back to that office since. We just feel like God just set that date up so that we could meet. And then he graciously looked at my manuscript. He and his wife, Polly, read several chapters. And when it was done, they came to me and said, we would like to sell your book. But, of course, I didn't have a publisher. But he deals with about 80 different publishers.
Wow.
So he said, I'd like to help you try to find one. And God used Simon to introduce me to Harvest House. And he told me, you know, this doesn't mean in any way that they'll take your book. But he said, I can at least ask them to consider it. And he did, and 2 weeks later, I'll never forget, I was in Target, and my cell phone rang, and it was Bob Hawkins. He's the president of Harvest House. It was his secretary, and she said, would you have time to talk to Mr. Hawkins? He'd like to speak to you about your book. And my knees started shaking, and I just couldn't believe it. And so I said, you know, would I have time? Yeah. So I ran home and waited for his call on my landline and got my act together a little bit, and he said, we'd like to offer you a contract. So I never even had to hawk my book. I didn't have to go through all that agony that so many people do or self-publish. None of that. God just opened all the doors.
I call and that so divine here, appointment for some.
Yes. I mean, he just kind of fleshed out what I was writing about in the book in the way it got published. And, you know, I never thought I'd be a published author. I mean, I didn't even dream of that, and here it is. So... But the one thing I didn't know about was, I didn't think about and I didn't see it in the fine print, was radio interviews. And so these have taken trust to another whole new level for me. And I've had to just, you know, I don't want to return to confession number one, to what people think of me. And so it's been really good discipline for me to not just sail along now on stuff I've already confessed, but to continue to go to the Lord and say, you know, Lord, this is about you, not me.
Right.
And, so I'm so thrilled for the opportunity to be on your show, and I appreciate your taking a chance on such a novice at 65 trying out a new career.
You know what? I love it. We love it. And you know what, Priscilla? You have warmed my heart in a way that I cannot even articulate to you. Because at 65, this is a word that I talk about, I try to talk about every day. And that's possibility. And you have spoken to that in every respect of the word. Because there's somebody out there that has a dream that doesn't know how it's going to happen, that is having trouble with control. And you know what God says to me every single morning? And I've had to write it down to confess, and I hope that this will be a word for somebody. The gift will make room for you. But you got to get out of the way. And so that's your God's promise. The gift has made room for you, and it does what the word says. It brought you before great men without you even doing anything.
Yes, and you know, I can also encourage them that it all began in a place of despair and, you know, a hard time for me. So if you're in a hard time, this can be, God might be using this to bring something, like you were saying about a seed planted and then, you know, the new life that comes from that seed. And so this came, this, when I look back, I think, wow, this whole book that's so exciting for me right now came out of my despair and how God met me there.
Absolutely. The book is called Confessions of a Control Freak and Hope for Those Who Know One. Priscilla, people can also go to your blog site and your website. Give that information before we got to let you go.
Okay, it's called thecontrolswitch.org.
Thecontrolswitch.org.
Mm-hmm. In other words, facing our limitations, finding God's power.
Absolutely. Priscilla, may God bless the work of your hands and may it just be disseminated to the masses. We won't even put a number on it because this is this is the hand of God, and we wish God's best and God's blessings upon you and upon all of your kids, your family, and we believe for divine supernatural healing for Leah, that she is healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, and that every body, every organ and every tissue in her body will function in the perfection in which God created it. And our personal mission is to eradicate breast cancer. Many, many blessings to you and to your family, Priscilla.
Thank you so much, Carlette. It's been really a joy to be with you. And I pray God's blessing on your ministry there.
Thank you. We received that. We've got to take a quick break. The book again, Confessions of a Control Freak. It's an easy read. You got to pick it up. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593, 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Avoyles Commission of Tourism, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, Darlene St. Romain and her team. In Bunkie, the number to phone is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. And I don't know about you, but DC and I are sitting here talking about how we really, really felt Priscilla Knox Morrison's heart. The book is called Confessions of a Control Freak and Hope for Those Who Know One. And I can't tell you how the book met us right where we were. And we said it earlier, there's a fine line when you get over into controlling where it becomes an issue. But this is what I love that she did in the book. The book is very scripturally based as well, and she gives you some great scriptures. And what she says in part of the book is to read Psalms 37 for yourself and pay attention to the lessons that it teaches you. And I just want to give you a couple of lessons this morning that I hope will, from Priscilla's book, that I hope will really meet you where you are. It says, do not fret, do not be envious, trust in the Lord. Dwell and feed on his faithfulness. Now, these are just a few. these are things that we all know, but really, are we really acting upon what we know is true? And when you hear her story, and I can't tell you, as I was telling Priscilla, and she was talking about how we were sharing with her during the break about seeds, planting seeds and watering. Well, every person that has connected to the OPT network, we believe that God is connecting us with those people, with those authors, even with those celebrities and people that have been on the show, to plant a seed and then to water that seed. And we believe that as we water other people, God will water us. And when she talked about listening to the show from West Virginia, we tell you every single morning that people connect with the OPT network from all parts of the world and even in other countries. But when she talked about being 65 years old, this is her first book, and how God just systematically had her in the right place at the exact right time, sitting next to the exact right person. Something welled up in me so big that I can't even begin to tell you. Now, this is what we know. We know that we have to do the work. We know we've got to put our hand to the plow, and we've got to do the work. You got to do the work. But when God's time is right, He will open the door. He will create an opportunity, and the opportunity will be so apparent that you will know that is the opportunity. And as I said during the last segment, the gift will make room for you, and it will make room for us. All you've got to do is keep doing the work. Get out of the way and stop trying to control it. Stop trying to control when it'll happen, how it'll happen, what it'll look like. Many of us have created a plan of what the next thing will look like. Well, we don't know. I'm preaching to you, but I'm preaching to me too. I don't know what it's going to look like. But I know that if you're faithful and you do the work and you do the next right thing and you stay out of the manipulation of trying to control it and trying to know when it's going to happen, if you just stay out of the way, the miracle will happen. Here's a woman who didn't even like to write, who didn't even feel that this was what she was going to be doing. And God opened the door and He worked it out, and in a huge way. And God is connecting us with so many people from across the world that I can't even tell you the emails, the countless emails that we get every single day. And when this came across our desks, we held it for a little bit. But then there was a move of God that said, this is what I want people to hear. Confessions of a control freak. Until you identify that you have a problem, until you identify that you are trying to control everything, everybody, and every situation, until you identify that, you will never overcome. And the word says that we are overcomers. And it starts with yourself. Identifying to yourself and beginning to write down your own confessions and finding out what the word says about you and those confessions. Y'all, this has been, I hope for you it's been powerful, because it has been for us. As always, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wednesday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage,
uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.